The Tuatha Māori Battalion is being celebrated and honoured at a special event tomorrow at Kahui St David's, where dedicated bronze plaques to be installed in the Great Hall. St David's was built as a World War I soldiers' memorial church, and it's now home to Kahui's Centre for Music. David Stone is a principal and founding partner of Te Mata Law, and it was David who led the campaign to distribute medals to all whānau of the Tuatha Māori Battalion. And he'll be there alongside kaumātua and representatives of the battalion and their whānau. And David Stone is in for another kōrero today. Thank you for joining us again, David. It's great to have you back on the program.
Kia ora,
thank you. Mate, you're a hero to many families whose men and women had long been not forgotten, but they never got what they deserved to acknowledge their contribution. It's been very meaningful for many of the whānau have reconnected with these medals. Personally, what sort of satisfaction have you derived from championing this kaupapa across the years, David?
Sure. Now, look, I'm not going to deny I take a huge amount of, well, I guess you call it satisfaction, pride, knowing that this time of year, people, including widows and children and brothers and sisters and mokopuna, nieces and nephews, now have the opportunity to wear their tupuna medals on their chests this coming Thursday. It's hugely satisfying to know that they've been taken out of a box in Waiuru or wherever they were and brought into the light of day and pinned on our people's chests. So I think that's fantastic.
Tēnā, how many are you aware of?
Yeah, look, we actually just got the official numbers just last week, actually, so the timing was great from the Army. It was spot on 400 soldiers, and there was 1,625 medals presented to those 400 families over 8 presentations.
Have you had any feedback from some of them as to what it meant? I mean, I know you just touched on the fact that it's personally satisfying, but perhaps a response, without, you don't even need to use names, might illustrate what it has meant for some of these whānau all these years later.
Yeah, well, the last presentation at Pakipak, the first person who got caught up was, he was a carol, and it was his dad's medals, and he had to walk, you know, from one side of the Maraiatea up to the Maho. And it must have been the longest walk ever taken. He just poured his eyes up from the moment he took his first step to the moment he shook the Major General's hand. And his particular, with that particular scenario, wasn't unique. It happened at every presentation that we had now, everywhere. So I think his tears told the story of what it meant, not just to him, but for everyone.
Tēnā koe. Kahui St David's, can you talk with us about what's happening?
Yeah, there's an unveiling of the Māori Battalion plaque that's dedicated to them, Anzac Eve, and I think the people that have organised that are fantastic people, because they certainly didn't have to do that, but like you said, it's the soldiers' church, and there are other plaques there, and the Māori Battalion are getting theirs tomorrow. And I think that it's an honourable kaupapa. It's certainly well-intentioned, and I think it's fantastic, and we're expecting a good turnout tomorrow.
There's some music there. Now, this, if you don't know, it's in Kaiba Pass in Grafton, Kahui St David's. There is going to be some performances, Horomono Horoa, Tango Pūoro Tonga is with us, David Harvey on the bagpipes, Ed Waka is singing and playing the piano, and Helen Luckman-Fox is playing the pipe organ with the Off-Broadway Band. This will be a pretty special night, a musical evening of remembrance tomorrow night there, David.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool, and with a bit of luck, we'll be beaming in Sir Robert Gillies from his home in Rotorua there, and he'll be saying the ode and thrill, and if he wants to say anything, we will certainly be looking forward to whatever he has to say. And we certainly tried our best to get him there, but it would be peak hour in Auckland, and he has to be back in Rotorua for, of course, their Anzac Day the very next day, so that was just a bit bit too much and a bit too long for Koro to come, but if we could beam him in, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, he's something special, isn't he? Such an inspiration, Bon Gillies. How old is he now, David?
Well, he's 99, and I want to say that last year we went on a trip to Italy and we visited five war graves there, and our tupuna were lying. And I kid you not, everywhere we went, I'm not exaggerating the style, but the Italian people, they would come up to him. When they found out who he was, they would drop to their knees. Tears were pouring down. They would kiss his hands. They would kiss his face. And they would just say, thank you, thank you, thank you for our freedom. Thank you for our liberty. And it was just humbling for the rest of our roku just to see that the Italian people, they certainly hadn't forgotten, and that their gratitude towards him was just, it was humbling.
Isn't that special in the way you paint the picture with words?
That's how it happened, Dale, over and over.
Over and over. Isn't that wonderful? Well, David, thanks for the mahi that you've been putting together here on behalf of all of these whānau who now have something solid in their hands or on their mantelpieces to acknowledge their loved ones no longer with us, but for them, the mahi they did all those years ago. How will you spend Anzac Day?
Well, we'll probably go back to Gisborne. And just quickly, Dale, we had 8 presentations, but the very last 2 sets of medals to be presented, the very last 2, and this was at Pakipak, they belonged to my grandfather and his older brother, Dooley Swan. He was the one who was killed in the Battle of Faenza, and he's the one that sparked this whole kaupapa off it, and the army left it so that the last 2 medals to be, well, sets of medals were those that belonged to my grandfather and his older brother, and that was incredibly special.
Well, it's great talking with you again. What about the mahi? Just off the shot a little bit from Anzac Day mahi. What other mahi Māori are you involved on a day-to-day basis, David?
Oh, look, you've got no idea. I specialise in, well, Waitangi Tribunal matters, amongst other things. And this new government is keeping me unbelievably busy, as you could imagine.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's been so many urgent applications to the tribunal for hearings. Just the other day we had one how the Crown is trying to remove the treaty clause from the Oranga Tamariki Act. We have the Te Reo one, and of course what they're trying to do with health. It seems to be never-ending at the moment.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like I say, all the best for tomorrow evening. And in fact, it's not in the evening too. I just want to remind you of that. This is it's an Anzac Eve special, and yep. I'm just looking for 6 through 7:30 tomorrow evening.
Yep.
David's done with us. All the best for tomorrow and beyond, David. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Ngā manaaki, tanga kia koe. Te ranga tele, David. Tēnā koe. Thank you. 3 strikes, political posturing, grossly unfair results, say the opposition party.